This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Bill is here for Blown Off. Hi, Bill.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad, man.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hey.
Guys, I've got issues.
You got issues. All right. Well, you've come to the right place. What are your issues?
I've run into this girl that I really like, and she's kind of blowing me off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
I guess I should start from the beginning.
Yeah. What's her name, first of all? Let's start there.
Her name's Liz.
Okay.
She's beautiful. I mean, blonde hair, very, very leggy. It's awesome.
Very leggy. Oh, good. Okay.
Very leggy.
Yeah.
That's good.
But we went on our first date the other night, and she hasn't been returning my calls. So
tell us about your date. What happened? Was it a good date? Was it a bad date?
You know, I thought it was a really good date. I mean, we started off at a bar downtown, and first off, I don't really drink, but I mean, I know that she does. So we went to this bar and she was drinking and we were talking about the beach and we were talking about how we love the ocean.
Yeah.
It was great. And it got to the point where I was like, well, why don't we just go? And she was all up for it and everything. And so we drove all the way down to the beach. And then while we were driving, she was talking about skinny dipping and how she loved doing that. And I was like, chick, let's go skinny dipping.
Yeah,
let's do it. Come on,
right?
Chick.
Yeah. And so we ended up going skinny dipping and everything, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, we were on the beach and we were in the water for up until like, I think it was like 1:30, 1 a.m., something like that.
No, I mean, it sounds like it's great. Going great so far.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I loved it. And then she started saying that she was getting cold and everything, and I was like, yeah, it's work tomorrow, so we should probably, you know, head in. So we were driving back, and I get pulled over.
Oh, by the popo?
By the popo, man. And Popo has me step out of the car, and I told him I wasn't drinking. I'm not drunk, you know. Obviously, I guess when I talk while I'm driving, I swerve a little bit. And so he makes me go through, like, the breathalyzer. He makes me touch my nose.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
That is horrible.
And then afterwards, you know, I mean, I took her home, and then I texted her the next day, and she never answered back. So I don't know what's going on. I think Popo scared her.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Why don't we call Liz here in just a minute and figure out if that's exactly the case? Because it seems like up until you got pulled over by 5-0 and put through the paces for DUI, seems like until that part it was a really solid date, huh?
Yeah. It was. I mean, that was one of the best dates I've ever been on.
Okay. All right. Let's give her a buzz. You ready?
Yeah, man. It's not a confrontation. I just want to know what's up.
No, I need. Okay. All right. Well, we'll try not to be confrontational. Here we go. Let's give her a call.
Hello,
is this Liz?
Yes.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
My name's Mark K. Liz, and I'm here with Megan.
Hi, Liz.
Wait, what are you guys doing? Why are you calling me?
We're from 95.1 WAPE, but I'm guessing you guessed that.
I know who you are.
Oh, you know? Oh, good, yay!
Why are you calling me?
You seem nervous.
Yeah, you do.
Because you guys always do something sillier. I listen to you all the time.
We have such a great reputation.
Yeah, we sure do. Megan, tell her why we're calling.
Liz, we're just calling you about a dude that you went out with. His name's Bill. We want to know what happened there because... Well, we know you guys had an unfortunate run-in with the cops, but everything else he thought went really well. So did something turn you off there?
Yeah, no. No, I'm not down with that guy.
Why?
You're not down with that guy?
What else happened?
No. The guy is nuts. Like, we got pulled over by the cops. And he tried to get me to hide his stash of drugs in my boot.
I'm sorry. He tried to make you hide his stash of drugs in your boobs?
Yes, of his pot. The guy's
no,
not
hold
his,
on. I didn't make you hide your stash. I didn't make you hide my stash. I asked you if it was okay if I could put my stash between your boobs. Cops pull me over.
Is he on
and
the
I
phone?
Was like, absolutely, I'm on the phone. Why else would they call you?
Wow.
I asked her.
Okay, all right. Hang on, Bill.
Wait
hang
a
on
minute.
One,
what
hang
the
on
hell
one second,
is
Bill.
Happening?
We're going to need a lot more time to hear this story, and unfortunately, we don't have it right now. Everybody, hang on. Liz, can you hang on one second?
Sure.
I'll take that as a yes. Liz, tell us exactly what happened when the cops pulled you over.
We're driving home, okay? The cops pull us over. The cop is getting out of his car, and Bill takes a bag of pot,
right,
throws it at me. Okay, he's throwing drugs at me in the passenger seat, and he's telling me, put it in your boobs, put it in your boobs. They won't check your boobs.
You're kidding me.
He's throwing it at me so that I get busted.
Yeah, what the hell is up with that?
You won't get busted.
Unbelievable.
Obviously, the police can't frisk you in between your boobs.
Carry your own crap.
Yeah.
Anything to do with it.
Bill, did you have a stash of weed on you?
I might have had a little baggie.
And did you throw it at Liz and say, please put this in your boobs?
I handed it to her and I asked her politely if she would put it in between her boobs.
Oh my God, yeah, right.
While a cop was walking to your car.
Yeah.
You actually do it when you're pulling over. You have to be safe.
Why don't you just keep it on your own self? It's your stuff. It's not hers. That's not her responsibility. You're putting her at high risk. She would have gone to jail if they found that.
High risk. I see what you did there. That's funny.
If I got frisked and they found the drugs on me, I'd be taken to jail.
Okay, but so would she.
She was too drunk to drive, and so she would have been pulled over anyways.
What?
She throws this at me. It's already on my lap. So at this point, I don't even have time. The cop is walking over the car. I just put my purse over it. So I'm sitting there, literally, it's got to be half an hour, getting DUI tests and all this other crazy stuff, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to jail.
And Bill, what makes you not realize that that is the reason that she blew you off? Like, you threw pot at her and told her to shove it in her boobs. Like, seems a little bit inappropriate.
You threw pot at girl?
I'm very cool. If I'm sitting in the passenger seat, I will cover.
So you're saying that she should have been like, of course I'll do this for you.
She barely even knows you. You went on one date.
I spent the last, like, 5 hours with her.
Oh, my God.
So five.
You are so oblivious.
So you spend 5 hours with a girl, and she can be your drug mule? Is that how it works?
I am not ride or die with this guy.
All right. So what happened to the drugs after the cop drove away?
You smoked it.
I had to calm my nerves, so I took a hit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Nice life, dude.
All right. Liz, I'm guessing you don't want a second date with Bill just...
If I wanted a child, I would have one.
All right, hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595-800-475-9595.